Hi, I am so happy and glad to have a wonderful person, a gem of a heart, on our virtual platform of Special Wow Series Inspirations in Life. It is a pleasure and honor for me to have with us the booklet guy, a TEDx speaker, and the man behind the mission, Make India Read, Amrut Deshmukh. Most welcome on the platform of Inspirations in Life.
Wow, thank you so much, Richa, for such an enthusiastic introduction. And I actually feel wow, and that's the whole name of the series. So, wow, I mean, I'm so excited.
That's the name of my training organization also. So wherever I go, I love to create a wow full of happiness and positivity. And this is one thing what I even found in your profile. And you won't believe, I have been following you, connected with you from last 6 years, I believe, down the line.
Oh, is it? I didn't know
Yes.
this.
And I remember writing a speech for my Toastmasters after listening to your wonderful story, and that was Mr. Doolittle and Mrs. Doolittle. I'm forgetting the real name, the surname.
Yeah, Mr. Dumbledore and Mrs. Dumbledore.
Yeah, absolutely. It
Yummy
was
boy.
a wonderful
Yummy boy.
story. Well, my first question for you is, how do you make sure to inculcate values while enhancing the habit of reading in today's youth?
Wow, that's a very, very intelligent and important question. See, I think the most underrated thing in our culture is about role models. We don't talk much about role models, right? I think role models play a very important role to shape our character. More than personality, I think what is more important is character. His character is what you do when nobody's watching you. Yeah, and personality is how you behave when the world is watching you. Right now, we are just looking at each other's personality. But once I'm done with this session and I'm all alone in the bedroom, you're not going to watch me. Then the choice that I take when I'm all alone, nobody's watching me, whether to flirt with a girl on WhatsApp or read a couple of pages from Robin Sharma, that choice defines my character, right?
Absolutely.
And I think character is taught by such great role models. So when I was in stock market, I was completely money-minded, no profits, money, my bank balance was the only thing that was important to me, not about relationships and people. And so my role models were Harshad Mehta, Ketan Parekh, Vijay Mallya, Nirav Modi. They're all my friends and clients. Yeah,
Wow,
I
good.
was living a very lavish life, but then I was depressed. I was under chronic depression. And gradually, when I started reading biographies and autobiographies of great world leaders like Mahatma Gandhi, Swami Vivekananda, Martin Luther King Jr., Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, Dr. Kalam, gradually my role model started changing. And there was a paradigm shift in my mindset from what's in it for me to what can I give.
Absolutely.
That's where my value system changed. See, values, I don't talk about values taught to us in those Balbharati texts. Integrity, honesty, yeah, fine. Of course, they are important. I'm talking about your personal set of value. You can create your own personal set of value. Like reading habit has now become a value. It's not a marketing strategy. It's a value. When people ask me, why don't you charge 10 rupees at least for your mission, Make India Read? I said, it is as good as asking Mahatma Gandhi, why don't you charge 10 rupees for practicing truth and nonviolence? It's an ideology, it's a value, it's not a
It's a
strategy.
value, no doubt. But nowadays, I personally feel as a soft skills trainer that even youth have stopped greeting their teachers. Youth have stopped spending quality time with the elders at home. But at the same time, if given a chance to be a part of some wonderful, grand, big event, they are ready to stand and click a picture with somebody who is at a senior citizen home. So why is that happening?
Wow, that's a very good observation. See, I'm nobody to blame the generation. Okay, I believe be the change you wish to see in others. There is no point in saying aajkal ke bacche, this generation not respecting the elderly people, completely engrossed into the mobile phone and watching video games and pornography. No, there is no, what are we going to achieve by doing this, right? See, kids do what we do, not what we say.
Yes.
If we are watching TV the whole day, they are going to watch TV. If we are going to be on the mobile, they are going to be on the mobile. Only the apps will be different. If we read books, they'll be reading books.
So I should not preach, but practice. Because children have a keen observation and they always look at their own parents. They always copy the things from their closed ones. So it's high time, my dear friends, let's just stop blaming our kids, our youth. At the same time, if you look at the brighter side, nowadays youth have become very strong and very clear with their observation and also have got a very clear goal in front of them. So I believe they are more focused than us, what we were. They have become better decision makers. We were supposed to, like, at our age, I remember we used to be dependent on somebody else to take decision on our behalf. But if you look at today's generation, they are stronger, they are bolder. Isn't it, Amrut?
Yes, 100%. As you rightly said, I don't know, preaching doesn't work, practicing works.
Practicing works. Okay?
So we have to, you know, bring changes in ourselves. If we have a mobile phone on the dining table while having dinner, we have no right to scold them. Ki tum pura din mobile pe rehte ho.
Absolutely. If parents are always spending maximum time, like 22 hours out of 24 on their mobile phones with their gadgets, then why do you shout at your kids? They have also have it, like, it's in them now. It's a part of their regular regime. Well, my next question for you, because you have been a youth icon, so you are a mentor for so many people. So who is your mentor? Who is your inspiration?
Well, as I said, I mean, all the 2,000 books that I've read till now, especially all those great world leaders, especially, I literally imitate Dr. Kalam. I imitate his lifestyle, his routine. So I think Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam is my major source of inspiration. I wish he was alive. He would have been the biggest evangelist of my mission, Make India Read. Unfortunately, I could not meet him. He's no more. So when it was, I think, the first book that I did as part of summary of booklet, Mission Make India Read, was his autobiography, Wings of Fire, Agnipunk. So I started the mission by paying tribute to him, and he had just died when I started in the month in the year 2015. He just passed away 1 month ago when I started. So yeah, he's my mentor among living beings. I think I think Bill Gates is one of those rare entrepreneurs who is now on his second mountain. So there is a book called The Second Mountain, where it's a metaphor used, where the first mountain is where we chase money, you know, we try to impress the world, you should look good. Yeah. And then there is a valley of suffering. We realize that, okay, what I was doing for last all these years, I was just half the life is spent in impressing other people. What about me? What about my inner peace? Yeah. And the journey starts inward. And through that valley of suffering, there are very few people who climb the second mountain, which is about making a meaningful contribution to your motherland. It's about, absolutely, you know, working on your purpose and passion. Then you don't have to wait for a weekend to enjoy. You don't have to wait for a Monday to work. They all start looking same.
Yes.
So I believe I'm lucky that I'm on a second mountain at a very young age. And so does Bill Gates. No,
yes.
He learned from Steve Jobs the mistake that Steve Jobs committed. And then now he stepped down from the as a CEO of Microsoft and lying somewhere in South Africa, helping the poor, building toilets, fighting malaria.
So there is so much in what you shared right now. One thing what I learned is we must try our level best to follow our passion. The second thing is let's learn from our mistakes, or rather mistakes of each other also, instead of having an eye for detail as far as only the bad elements are concerned. We should also look at the positive side of a person. No matter whether a human being for you is very irritated or an ugly guy, but at the same time, if you will have a good heart, And you will get to know what are the things that even you would like to inculcate in your personality from each other. So let's learn from each other. Isn't it, Amrit?
Yeah, I think you sounded like you are summarizing that book itself, written by David Brooks, The Second Mountain. I highly recommend all our viewers to read this book, The Second Mountain, written by David Brooks.
Okay, so we will definitely mention the same in the comments. So my dear friends, you can just pause the video and write in the comment section if you want Amrit to be a part of your contacts, if you want to invite Amrit as a speaker in your organization, if you want to have reading as one of the habit in your regime. Amrit would be one person who can help you not only in enhancing your communication skills, but also in becoming a better human being. Well, my next question for you is, while following a very good mission of Make India Read, what has been the biggest challenge for you till date?
See, I think my biggest competitor is the biggest concern that I have amongst most of us, be it young, old, or adult, young adults, the amount of unproductive time during the day has increased by many folds. And we know where we are spending that unproductive time most of the time in this digital world. So I think that is my biggest enemy for the mission. My competition not with books or other reading apps. No, they are in fact helping me in my mission, right? If Richa is already a voracious reader, for example, then you don't need booklet guy. You have already helped me to accomplish Mission Make India Read. So my competition is not with books or other reading apps, but against those unproductive apps. Yeah, and those dance videos and Noora Fateh and Kapil Sharma stand-up comedy and pornography and those infinite aimless scrolling on Instagram and YouTube. I'm not saying these are bad things. Okay, I'm a great fan of Kapil Sharma. But the way they are manipulating our psyche, they are paid crores and crores of rupees in the Silicon Valley to find out that hack to manipulate the human behavior. Okay, and take control of our behavior. We think that it's a stupid instrument. What is it going to do? Because, you know, substance abuse or substance addiction can be seen. It is visible, right? A drug addict is visible on his face. But this is called as behavioral addiction, which is invisible. It can be hidden easily through those filters on Instagram.
Yes.
So I think we should take it very seriously. And I think books or reading habit is my tool. The way Gandhiji had his tools, Satya and Ahimsa, my tool is books to fight this. For him, it was Britishers. For me, it's unproductive time. That is the biggest challenge.
If you are not allowed to use the word fight, what other word would you like to have?
I think dealing with the unproductive time. I'm not saying that every minute of the day has to be productive. Okay.
Yes.
Unproductive time is also welcome. But as I said, my concern is the amount of unproductive time has disproportionately increased during the day. And the worst part is we don't realize it. We think, chalo, 1 minute check karta hun WhatsApp, aur us chakkar mein 15 minute kaise jaate pata nahi chalta.
1 minute becomes as good as hypnotism. Isn't it? One minute becomes 1 hour and we don't even realize it. So my dear friends, ek mobile pe option hota hai. We get that data usage time, how many hours you are spending on your mobile. So have a look at that also. Well, even as a soft skills trainer, I also felt that we need to value time. We need to understand that the most important and the most expensive thing that we have in today's world is time. So please spend your time on the things which you feel are going to help you in your life, or it is going to be productive. And when I say productive, I am not talking about the big zeros. I'm talking about kuch value addition aapki life mein bhi hona bahut zaruri hai. Now, my next question for you is, you look like a very cool and calm guy. So what is the biggest stress for you? Kabhi aapko stress hua hai, aur agar hua hai, to sabse bada stress aapke liye kya raha hai?
Well, I would be a big liar if I say I'm always stressful. Yeah. But fortunately, I've read a book which helped me to understand stress in a better way. Stress is not bad always. There is a book called the spirit of Kaizen. Kaizen is a Japanese yes. word, spirit of Kaizen. And that just blew my mind and opened my eye towards the concept called stress. So the stress concept is a recent development in psychotherapy. Okay. Originally, stress is nothing but fear.
Yes.
See, you don't see stress in other animals and birds, but there are fear. Animals get fear, fearful. Birds get fear. So what happens is when a bird gets fearful, what it does it? It just flies away. Right? When a monkey, baby monkey gets fear, it just goes and hug his mother, clinch his mother. Okay. A deer, when it's fearful, it just jumps and runs away. But a human being, when he is fearful, or we say so-called stress, we go in isolation. We lock ourselves. We stay away from people. And that is dangerous. Don't be alone when you're under stress. Go and share your vulnerability. Yeah, share your pain with your mother, with your parents, with your siblings, with your friends, whoever. But don't go in isolation, because that is unnatural.
But the problem is, it is easy to preach. It is difficult to follow what you said. Because when somebody is disturbed or broken or totally shattered, yes, isolation is one thing what we all look for. Maybe just to relieve ourselves, or to spend some time with one own self, or to figure out the ways how to cope up with the stress. Isn't it, Amrut?
Yeah, agreed. I can't resist sharing my experience. So let me share what happened. When I left my stock market job, I had a lot of savings. So I started a new startup. It did not work well. I tried a second startup. That too failed. I tried a third startup. That also failed. So three failed startups on my LinkedIn profile and one failed relationship on my Facebook profile. I went into chronic depression. And things became so bad. I was depressed for almost 1.5 months. I was just living on one cup of tea and two biscuits. No lunch, no dinners, because depression has a direct attack on your appetite. I was reduced to skeleton. I was not looking myself into the mirror for weeks and months. And things became so bad one day, Richa, that I decided I'll not see the next day's rising sun. It was 8 o'clock in the evening. I was all alone at home, sitting in the living room on the sofa, and I got up to get the things which are required to hang myself. And I walked 3 steps, 1, 2, 3, aur ghar ke light chale gaye. So it was difficult to find out things, because you're not used to do it on everyday basis. So I walked back 3 steps again and sat on the same sofa, and I remembered the words of my elder brother. He always used to say that, Amrut, whenever you are stuck up with a question, what next? Read random. Either meet somebody, meet some friends, or read random. Right? I said, okay, I'm all alone at home. I don't feel like talking to anybody. Let me read the last book of my life. So I picked up a book which was lying on the right side of the sofa and started reading. It was Krishna and Balram going through a forest. And Krishna says that, look, it's getting dark. So I'll go to sleep, but you keep a check on us. You keep a guard on us, because it's a risky area. Once you get tired, we will switch the roles. So Balram says, okay. Krishna goes to sleep. Balram is walking, and a monster comes and yells at Balram. Balram gets scared, and that gives confidence to the monster. And monster grows bigger in size, and Balram shrinks in size. Aisa karte karte wo aur chillata hai, bahut dar jata hai Balram. He shrinks, the monster gets bigger and bigger. To such an extent, Balram is so scared, he screams, Krishna, and faints down on the ground. Krishna mistook that my elder brother has called my name, that it is your turn and I'm now resting, my duty is done. So Krishna starts walking. The same monster looks at a new face and yells. But this time, Krishna calmly says, what do you want? Fearlessly. And something different happens this time. Krishna grows bigger and the monster shrinks in size. He again gives futile attempt. Krishna bolte, kya chahiye? Bhook lagi kya? Bolo na kya chahiye? Chilla kyun raha hai? Aur aisa karte karte he shrinks to a tiny nut size. Krishna aram se takes him up and ties a knot to his dhoti and goes to sleep. The next morning, both the brothers resume the journey, and Balram shares his nightmare. And a huge giant had almost killed me. And Krishna says, wait. Are you talking about him? He was going to kill you. And Balram says, yes, but how come he's so small? He was huge last night. And the epic message goes, you know well, Ved Vyas, the writer of the stories from Gita, Mahabharat, he wanted to say, face what you must face. The monster was just a metaphor of the problems and challenges of our life. If we don't try to face them, try to avoid, escape, that problem will become bigger than you and that problem will gain control over you, like that giant monster gained control over Balram. But if you face what you must face, you become bigger than the problem and you gain control over it, exactly the way Krishna did.
Wow.
And that bad, ugly thought of self-sabotage never came back in my mind.
Wow.
It was there for one full minute. Thanks to a book that saved my life.
I understand.
And also thanks to Maharashtra. Also thanks to Maharashtra Electricity Board. If you don't light, you would have invited some other guest today.
And thanks to you for sharing this wonderful experience, story. Wonderful hearing that, with so much to learn. Wow. Jitni bari bhi aapse baat hoti hai, to itna kuch seekhne ko milta hai. Well, my next question is, what is your message for our youth today?
See, I have started believing in the power of small. When people say, what are your next goals? Where are you looking at vision 10 years down the line? See, I'm not against planning. Planning is important. But our brain doesn't understand long-term thinking, long-term results. We are made for small daily things. Small. I plan for the day. I can't plan for the decade.
Yes.
My next day's plan is ready before I go to bed tonight. All right. So, see, even if you have to travel, say, I live in Thane and I have to drive to Pune by express highway. See, especially night driving, if you are driving, you know that I might travel 100 kilometers from Thane to Pune, but at a time, the headlights can show only 4 meters of road. And by looking at that, observing those 4 meters at a time, I can travel 100 kilometers or 200 kilometers.
Wow.
That's exactly what's happening with
so
us.
Let's
with our life,
break
right?
The big goal into smaller goals, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
yes,
this
perfectly.
Was a wonderful example. Everybody will be able to resonate with it. Well, what is success for you? This is one question which I ask from everybody, all the guests that I have had.
See, I think we have given a wrong orientation to success. In fact, I've started using the word success less frequently nowadays. Yeah. More than success, for me, it is progress. Because we are not working for any destination or an end point. Okay. We are talking about the process and the journey, and it's going to be continuous. If I have to live for another 50 years, then there is no point in, for example, Amitabh Bachchan, for all of us, he's successful. But then every morning he must be getting up at 5:30, doing his chores, yeah, going for shooting and KBC. So that you just can't stop even if you are successful. Then where the concept of success comes? Yeah, I think it is about improving the craft more than the success mindset. What we need a craftsman mindset, where a craftsman, when he's working on the sculpture or painting, he's so lost, he becomes union with that object, with his art, and then the end result just give a smile on his face. That's all, nothing. Whereas 91% is his heart and soul is into the making of that sculpture, and once he has fine-tuned the color, the eyes and whatever, it's just a big smile, which is probably his success, which is the tiniest part of the entire process. So I think we should have a craftsman mindset rather than a success mindset. Yeah.
Wow, wonderful to know so many things from you. मुझे लग रहा है कि आपसे जब भी बात होगी, जितनी भी छोटी या बड़ी मुलाकात होगी, तो उसमें बहुत कुछ सीखने को मिलेगा. Well, I'm sure, my dear friends, by now you must have understood that there is no need to follow the cat race. There is no need for you to be ready for the rat race, rather, and just keep trying to become a better version of your own self. एज कोटेड बाय अमृत, आप क्राफ्ट्समैन बनने की कोशिश करिए और अपने अंदर अपनी बारीकियों पे थोड़ा सा और ऑब्जर्व करिए, जानने की कोशिश करिए दूसरे को नहीं बल्कि अपने आप को, और ये समझने की कोशिश करिए कि मुझे कहाँ पे थोड़ा सा और बेहतर बनना है, थोड़ा सा और काम करना है, ताकि कल जब मैं उठूं सुबह और नया सनराइज देखूं तो मुझे लगे yes, I have been able to achieve something. So let's not look at the success as a big picture. Rather, be happy in your own way, wheresoever you are. Because the other thing what you must remember is that perfection is a myth. So why are you running after being a perfect human being? There is no human being who's perfect. अभी हमने बात सुनी कृष्णा और बलराम की. अगर आप भगवत गीता पढ़ते हैं या आपने कृष्णा की कहानियां भी सुनी हैं, पढ़ी हैं, तो ये भी पता होगा आपको कि कृष्णा को भी कितने लोगों ने ब्लेम करा, कृष्णा को भी बहुत सारे फेलियर्स का सामना करना पड़ा, मगर उन्होंने कभी हार नहीं मानी. सो यू नीड टू लुक एट लाइफ एज अ पॉजिटिव साइड, एट अ ब्राइटर साइड. देर इज अ सॉल्यूशन फॉर ईच एंड एवरी वन, देर इज अ सॉल्यूशन फॉर ईच एंड एवरी प्रॉब्लम. So thanks a lot for sparing your valuable time and for helping us in figuring out that success is something else. So do type in the comment box, what is success for you? Thanks a lot, Amrit.
Thank you so much, Richa. Enjoy talking to you. I would like to close it on a wonderful quote written by Paul Jarvis. And he has written a wonderful book called The Company of One. The Company of One by Paul Jarvis. And he says that growth is not about getting bigger. Growth is about getting better. It's not about increasing the numbers, but how you are a little better than what you were 3 months ago.
Yes. Wow. Bahut badhiya. Thanks a lot.